This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, July 6th. Well, some pretty interesting price action in cattle yesterday. We had the grains continuing their washout to the downside, corn under heavy pressure yet again. And yet feeder cattle started out a little bit higher, but boy, they couldn't hang on. They ended up with an outside day lower. You know, why feeders would be that weak with corn just getting pummeled is worth noting. And the live cattle as well. They had a big day up, on Friday, and then you come back in on Tuesday, and they have an inside day lower, giving up much of those big gains. So the cattle market looks like it's running out of gas up here. You know, it was up against some key resistance points. Kind of thought we'd push through them and just continue on up, but it doesn't appear to be the case. Now, it's choppy, and we've talked about this a bit, that I think we're in the process of making the turn from a long-term bear into a long-term bull, and it gets dicey. But I think that's a pretty big red flag with the corn just getting, you know, pummeled yesterday, and feeder cattle not able to take advantage of that. Cash trade last week around 146 average, which is up 1.5 from the previous week and up 22 from a year ago. But it's worth noting that the spread between the north and the south is huge. It's about $10. We're trading anywhere from 145 to 151 in the north, and we're around 137 to 138 in the south. So the spread is enormous, and so finding an average, you know, or taking the average doesn't really describe what's actually going on in the cash trade. In the south, I think you're seeing a lot of animals being just pushed off of pasture. It's intense drought situation down there in Texas, Oklahoma, stretching up into Kansas. The heat is oppressive. It's just difficult for the cattle space down there. In the north, got lots of rain, much better weather, and I think that that's helping to certainly support the feeder cattle market, but it's also, again, more supportive of live cattle as well. On the dress trade last week at around 234 average is down 1 from the previous week and up 36 from a year ago. Dress weights, 810 pounds, are down 1 in the week and down 6 from last year. Steer prices around 180 average in the south, that's up 5 from the previous week, up 24 from a year ago. Rib prices at 386, down 17 on the week, down 11 from last year, and 90% trimmings at 277. That was unchanged on the week, but down 3 from a year ago. So year to date, federally inspected slaughter is running 1% over a year ago. Dressed weights are down 0.1%. Cow slaughter is up 6.2%, and beef production is up 0.9%. So that cow slaughter is important. It shows just more herd liquidation going on throughout the year. Most of that would be coming from the southern plains, understandably, but it continues to show that we are in herd liquidation mode, which might be bearish short term, but it just continues to underpin the longer term story of when we finally make the turn, that the bull market will be all that much stronger in the long run. Box beef prices yesterday were mixed. Choice was up 84 cents at 265. Select down 60 cents at 240. The spread was up 144 at 24.79. Movement 109 loads. The slaughter rate on a steady pace at 126,000 head. That was unchanged from a week ago and up about 6,000 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 33 cents. We're sitting at 165.34. So we've been down the last couple days, but the feeder index is up 5 from where we were about a week to, about, you know, 5 to 7 days ago. So again, short term, you know, an outside day lower on feeders, unable to respond to a corn market under pressure, that's a pretty big red flag. Would suggest that maybe we're going to head on south and maybe take a look at some of these support levels from a few weeks ago, but again, I don't know that it's worth really trying to trade it to the downside. I think that we're not going to get the big move to the upside in corn. We're not going to get that weather market. And for feeders, I think that means that the pressure would be minimal and maybe just kind of a steady grind to the downside. Live cattle still have a lot of numbers to work through, and it's hot in a lot of the country. But I don't see that becoming such a huge deal. We just have to work through the numbers and get stay current, which we are, which is supportive to the market. But in the longer term picture, I think we'll carve out these summer lows here, probably in August. Maybe it was late May, early June that we got that, but it's a pretty good chance that we'll come back and retest those lows. But again, longer term, I think it's just a matter of buying the breaks in cattle and positioning for that long-term bull market, which I think is coming just around the corner. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.